Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WEEI Afternoons getting ready for the biggest baseball series of the year, Red Sox Yankees, and what better way to get ready for that than talk to our buddy Rob Bradford. Rob Bradford is presented by McFarland Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on at McFarlandEnergy.com. Right now, Bradfo can yell, McFarland! Go ahead, Rob.
Oh, McFarland, and everybody yell McFarland. It feels so good. It feels so good. Come on, do it.
McFarland!
McFarland!
You know what else? Sorry, go ahead.
Yep.
I was just going to say, you know what else feels good is the password getting called up. I know this is a big series, and we'll get into all the other aspects of the series, but Justinkson Garcia has been called up. How good is he going to be? What's his role going to be? Why now?
Well, I thought you were going to say what else feels good is the Ace of Spades coming back in to introduce the interview. Excellent job by Sizz. He's earned that Baseballs and Boring face tattoo. It's going to be awesome. But speaking of the things that that are a little bit complicated, like Jess Nixon's first name, and yeah. I went around in spring training asking guys who have played with him if they could spell it, and only one guy could. So that I think that I probably could now. I'm not confident.
Okay, go ahead. Whoa. Go ahead, Hotshot.
Oh, okay. No, why did I do this to myself? okay, let's give it a whirl. Jhostyon. What is it? What am I missing?
It's Jhostyon.
I missed the N. I'll take that, though. I'll take that. Listen, it's going to be a long career, so we have plenty of time to do it. It's going to be a long. It's going to be a long weekend, so we have plenty of time to do it. But I think that it's going to be. It's really an interesting move. But this guy has really rose pretty quickly over the past of this year. I saw him playing a lot in spring training. He struggled in spring training, but he really found himself in Double A and just kept on going in Triple A. Obviously represents the best bat they have in the system. I don't think really it's even close, you know. So, you know, he was obviously going to be a key part of any Joe Ryan trade. They held on to him. I didn't think that they would need him like they do need him. But they don't have a lot of outfield depth. And the fact of the matter is you need the punch hit, potential punch hit Willie Abreu is leaving behind because he's going to go on the IL.
Bradfo, when I saw you a couple of weeks ago, I asked you, you know, what besides pitching, what else should they have been targeting at, you know, the trade deadline? And you said more pitching, to be honest with you. And then you look at the last 10 games, you know, they're hitting .228 as a team. So clearly the bats have cooled off with Yoshida. Zidane Rafaela, you move him to second base, and now you can't hit. Jaren Duran's struggling right now. What is the password the answer to these hitting woes? Because right now these guys can't score runs. And so, are you worried about this, or is it just the ebbs and flows of a long baseball season?
No, I think you should be worried. You know, I think – one of the things that I've been pretty consistent on is the fact is that you need the best case scenario for all these guys. You can't have them playing to the back of their baseball cards. And before they weren't playing the back of the baseball cards. They were exceeding expectations, including Zidane Rafaela. But then that took a turn. And we've seen Abraham Toro. All right, for a while he was Dom Smith, the good version. Then he became Dom Smith, the bad version. And now he's gone. But you can't have that. You don't have the fail-safe like a team like the Dodgers, say, has at the top of the order with all these no-doubt-about-it guys. So, yeah, I mean, I think there is a concern. I wouldn't put too much pressure on Nixon because this isn't Roman Anthony that's getting called up here. You know, this is a different level of prospect. But at the same time, maybe he catches lightning in a bottle. But and the other part about this that sort of concerns me with the Red Sox is that, yeah, they go up against good pitching, like really good pitching. They get shut down recently. And I know that that's sort of like, yeah, no kidding. They're going to get shut down by good pitching. Everybody does. But guess what you have to face in the postseason? good pitching every single time. And I would like to see them come out here out of New York and not only see what they can do against a team on the road, a good team on the road, but good pitchers on the road.
Bradfo, so, yeah, I think the offense needs a spark, and I'm hoping that a guy like the password can provide that for him. Maybe it'll be contagious for them. The offense wakes up. But we're also going to need some help in the bullpen. We're also going to potentially need some help in the rotation. You and I have both been aboard the Peyton Tolley train for a while. Great start this week. Mm-hmm. 5 innings, 3 hits, no runs, 5 Ks. Can you tell the people why they need some more Peyton Tolley in their lives ASAP?
Well, because, I mean, anyone who says they can smell the carrot, I mean, that's like, that's the best line I've ever heard,
if
right?
You can't back a guy like,
when you're
like
close
that.
To the majors, yeah. I mean, when you're close to the majors, I mean, that goes beyond baseball. Football players could say that. You know, there's like, you look at, hey, Drake May, you know, he can smell the carrot. He can actually be good. And that's what Peyton Tolley has already given us. But I look at it as there is going to be one of these guys to come up. And there is going to be one of these guys who are going to say, much like we're talking about with Nixon right now, which they're going to lean on. And it's a case of where maybe they didn't want to lean on him, but they have to lean on him. Because if you don't get a better Jordan Hicks, if you don't get, you know, if you don't get the Justin Slayton that you had before, then you aren't going to compete. You need to get these other guys. You need lightning in the bottle from somebody. And Fitzy, you're right, man. Like, maybe, you know, maybe it's because of how he looks. Maybe it's because of what he says. Maybe it's because he was a high draft pick. Maybe it's because he throws hard. Whatever it is. But the image of Peyton Tolley, I just can see it as that guy who actually is impacting meaningful games at the end of the year.
Rob Bradford here with us on WEEI Afternoons, presented by McFarland Energy. We say that as often as we can in these hits. Bradfo, John Dennis-style two-part question here.
I didn't know where you were going. I don't know where you were going with that. All right.
So Rafaela, Seydon Rafaela, A, do you actually believe his offense is being negatively impacted by having to play second base? And B, if that is the case and you have a guy by the name of Vaughn Grissom in Worcester who can play second base, why has that not been a consideration?
Because I don't think they're convinced. I'll do the second part first. I don't think they're convinced that that is the case. And they look at it as, well, Seydon Rafael is a better defender. Seydon Rafael is a guy that when he's going good, he's proven that you can get his bat in the lineup. Seydon Rafael, if you put him at second, you open up for some of these other guys that you want to play. Now, I'll say this, you know, it has gone beyond a coincidence. I mean, this is, the numbers don't lie, that when he plays second base, he hasn't been hitting. It's a tough one. And I think that one of the biggest problems they have in this respect is that it does free up for these other guys, the Yoshidas of the world, and these other guys to play. Because otherwise, you can just roll out Romy the entire time. And maybe that's what they'll do. I don't know. But right now, you can't ignore what's going on, but you also can't ignore what exactly this team needs and hoping. I think that the way they look at it is, yeah, we understand what's going on, but we're willing to take the chance that he is going to find the rhythm that he had before, and it is going to fix itself.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because if you do get that Seydon Rafaela at the plate that you had before playing second, that is your best version of the Red Sox.
Real quick, you just said open things up for Yoshida to play. Can we close things for Yoshida playing?
Yeah.
This sounds disrespectful, but I don't really want to see him play anymore.
No, I'm kind of with you, Andy. And you know, I say that just because that's how they're thinking. That's why they keep running him out there. And it's one of these things where, you know, we went from, okay, he's coming off major shoulder surgery. We get it. You know, like, I understand. And I understand that he had some good runs that first year, his first year with the Red Sox. But at the same time, what we've seen of him isn't the impactful bat that you need from that position. It's just not. It's not even close. And so I'm with you. But you know, I think that I'm just saying like how they are viewing it right now, that they're going to keep running him out there, especially, by the way, with Willier out. They're going to hope that, you know, whether it's him, whether it's Rafaela, whoever, they, and this comes back to the question that Ted had, they need these guys to get hot. They need these guys to turn the corner, because I don't know if you know this, science would suggest there's 5 weeks left, and these are really, really important games.
Science would certainly suggest. Hey, Bradfo, this team's, it's considerably different when you kind of look at how this team is now versus when they first played the Yankees in early June. You know, Christian Campbell was playing. Meyer was playing. Roman Anthony was in his first week. Rafi Devers was still on the team. Jaron Duran was hitting leadoff. David Hamilton played in almost every game of the five-game series. Alex Bregman was out with the injury. And the Red Sox, when they first started playing the Yankees in early June, were 9.5 games back of the Yankees. Now they're just one game back. And then Hunter Dobbins had 2 of the 4 wins went over the Yankees. It's a different.
Remember the Hunter Dobbins stuff?
Yeah,
that was great.
How about that? It's, I mean, so this version of the Red Sox, is it considerably better than the first time they played them when they won 4 out of 5? And if so, will that reflect in the win-loss after this is all said and done?
No, you know, it's funny because, yeah, the Red Sox have been better. You would go back to the last time they played them. Well, they lost the first game they played with the Yankees, and they've won the next 5. And then the last time they played him, they swept, and then they celebrated that sweep by kicking Rafael Devers off the plane. So that seems like forever ago, right?
Yeah.
But that's what we were talking about. And the Yankees were sort of running away with it a little bit. But then the Yankees just hit this awful skid for about a month and a half, and everyone was counting them out. The Red Sox, I think, a game and a half, 2 games up on the Yankees at one point, and everyone's saying, oh, there you go, Yankees in the rear view, here go the Red Sox. And now it's reverse course. And when we go into this series, the Red Sox have been better since the last time they faced the Yankees. But if you talk about the hotter team, the better team right now, it's the Yankees. I know that everybody has crapped on them for the last 2 months. But anyone who's been paying attention for the last week and a half, 2 weeks, will understand that this team is getting what they need from those relievers that they acquired, Bednar and Williams and Weaver, which are lockdown relievers. You're getting really good starting pitching. And by the way, you're hitting home runs all over the place, even with a banged up Aaron Judge. You're a really, really good team. So as they come into this series, you have to say that the Yankees probably feel a whole lot better about themselves. But like we said before, that was the case with other series where the Red Sox went in to play the Yankees and they came out of them feeling pretty good.
Hammer of Bednar. There's a reason why you and I wanted that guy, Brad.
Oh, your guy. I talked to him today. I said, oh, man, David, like, listen, like, first of all, put on your, as we do this interview, please put on your baseballs and boring shirt. And he did.
Yep.
Thank you. And then I said, I can tell you, it was too bad you didn't go to the Red Sox, because the preeminent expert on swing pass,
yep,
Fitzy, he was the one screaming and yelling, like, wanted this is the place that you should have landed. Yes.
Yeah. Hey, but as far as the Red Sox, nobody finds you know, day-old donuts and other people's trash better than Craig Breslow and the Sox. Is it realistic to think that Nathaniel Lowe will not hit a home run in every game, but, like, have a reasonably positive impact down the stretch?
Yeah, I mean, I think that we're looking at upgrades, right? And so is he an upgrade over Toro? As much as I love Abraham Toro, you know, he tried really hard and he had a good run. You know, it was going the other way, has been going the other way for about a month and a half. So you have a guy who won a gold glove. You have the guy who's not had a good year, but has had good years all leading up to this year. That was a good sign, obviously, the other day. So I think that if nothing else, it's just, hey, we think that this is going to be an upgrade over what we have. And best case scenario, you get the guy who was winning World Series with the Texas Rangers. So, you know, I have no problem with this. I think it's a good move, because I don't think it's square peg round hole. I think it was an obvious fit here.
All right, Bradfo, you said it. The Yankees are hot. The Red Sox are not. The Yankees hit 14 home runs over the last 2 games, but the Red Sox have been really good against the Yankees this year. It's a really important series. It's August for an Alex Cora baseball team. That could mean another narrative about falling apart. Put it all in the Bradfo crystal ball blender. What are we expecting from this series?
Oh, I mean, first of all, you can buy those. I'm all good for a good the baseballs and boring Bradfo crystal ball blenders.
Love it.
Who doesn't want one of those?
Love it.
you slap a sticker on that, it's like the price goes up $10 immediately. But I think they're going to split, and I think this is what's going to happen. You can play this next week, and I'll be wrong, but I think the Red Sox will win tonight because, you know, this you have one team who just came back, you know, late. I think they got in at 3:30 in the morning, the Yankees. The Red Sox have been here for 2 days. The Red Sox understand how important this is. So I think the Red Sox will win today. I think they'll probably win the Crochet game, but I think they'll probably split, and, you know, and then we'll be end up right where we are. But the problem is for the Red Sox is that then it doesn't get any easier. We just saw how tough the Orioles have become. It's just there's no room for error here. But what you can't do is you can't have a catastrophic, I'm trying to think of the year, 2006, where the Yankees just bury you with a sweep. You can't have that. And I would be very surprised if that happened. But, you know, again, I was surprised that the Red Sox swept them last time. I mean, I was surprised when I sat down for my Father's Day meal a few hours later that Rafael Devers was traded. So full of surprises this year.
All right, Brad Foe, we will continue with these chats each and every week. And you're right, we have recordings, so we'll play this back depending on how things play out this weekend. And let's one more time, you and I, we'll do it real quick. 3, 2, 1. McFarland!
McFarland, yeah.
Oh, you're late. You missed it. I thought you'd be ready. All right, Brad Foe, enjoy the series. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, and hey, by all the way, also, guys, great job with the Jimmy Fund. Excellent job. So all around.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Brad Foe.
Everybody, great job. Appreciate it, Brad Foe. We'll talk to you.
All right, thanks. See you, bud.
I also enjoyed Brad Foe's little shot at Fitzy late in the interview. Did I hear that, Fitzy, right? Did you notice that?
Mm-hmm. That's called good-natured ribbing.
The expert in swing paths or
yes,
whatever?
The New England and sports radio's foremost expert in swing path. It's on my business card now.
All right, up next, we got a breakdown, a couple of nuggets from Rob Bradford. We know he's an insider. He's baseball isn't boring. He's always with the baseball team. He's there in New York. Big series, some big topics to talk about. We got it next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.